All right, just let's talk a little bit about some of the people on the card, because, I mean, if you're like us, if you're indie guys and you've seen a lot of these guys, like, either live or on YouTube, you know what to expect, but can we just go through some of the guys on the card? I'll mention a name, and you tell me, like, what makes them special. All right, so, like, the Messiah of Cashflow himself, the king of ghetto strong style, Ken Broadway. What does he bring to the table?
Ken Broadway is a guy that I've been having my eye on for quite a while, and you've seen him in House of Glory. I've worked with him in 2KW and House of Glory. He's got it. He understands how professional wrestling works. He has a character. He has a defined style. He's been evolving, and he knows what to do inside the ring. He is closely becoming one of the best total package wrestlers in New York, and slowly, I think, in the country. He's only been around for 2 or 3 years. He's in his early 20s. He's a world of potential. He's an athlete. He's a wrestler. He practices Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He's a guy that can do tons of different things inside that ring. I've seen him brawl with Anthony Gandone in no ropes matches, go up against Zack Sabre Jr. I've seen him do a variety of things, and he keeps getting better. He works against some of the best talent, and I think we got a great opportunity for him to work against a guy that you never expected him to go up against in Matt Tremont. And that match I'm looking forward to, because it's two completely different styles, it's two completely different personalities, and it's the classic rich archetype against the common man, the guy. I associate this match to Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, in terms of personality. I've known Matt Tremont for 4 years, give or take. I worked with Matt in 2013 at On Point Wrestling, and ever since then we've kept in contact, and especially when he worked for 2KW Pro. And he's one of my favorite people in pro wrestling, inside and outside the ring, and the same thing with Ken. And Ken has just got this star quality about him that's hard to deny.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Anthony Gangone before. I'm pretty sure he's the current House of Glory champion. So what does he bring to the table? How is he special?
There is nobody in wrestling today or alive like Anthony Gangone. Gangone reminds me a lot of the outlaw wrestlers. Dick Murdoch, or a Ray Stevens, a Brian Pillman, or, you know, guys like that who work hard, have their own personality, have their own aura. Gangone has an aura about him that is very, very, very drawing. And he's an amazing wrestler. He's a brawler. He is willing to put his body on the line in every match he's in. He's a crazy person. That I've known for years, have an immense amount of respect for, a guy that gives everything he has and is someone that, to me, is a special talent, and a guy that should be known more. If you look at what he's doing in Beyond Wrestling with the Crusade for Change, or everywhere, he works with a guy like Darius Carter, and just the amount of effort and talent he has. And his knowledge for pro wrestling. I like to consider myself very knowledgeable about the ins and outs of pro wrestling, but when you talk with Anthony Gangone, he gets it. He gets it, and it's fun to work with a guy like that.
All right, Darius Carter, it's a guy that his name seems to like kind of pop up in every show in the five boroughs over the past couple of years.
I don't like using comparisons, but it's the things that come to my mind. He reminds me of Nick Bockwinkel. He reminds me of the kind of guy who would start a riot just by being who he is. He is a guy who believes in pro wrestling and believes in himself and is so unapologetic about all of it. I've not seen many people get the reactions he gets from what he does inside the ring. He is a bastard. And it's not an insult to Darius, but he is a bastard.
Yeah.
And it just shows. And now that he's got this intern, TK Luther, who's a sniveling little worm and a guy that will basically do anything he asks, if he was asked to press the bull, he probably would do it. And that's the kind of mentality. He's got the cult of personality around him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue against that. You can't argue against the results that Carter's had everywhere he's went. In Warriors Wrestling, he's held the No Limit title, I think, for almost over a year at this point, going up against some of the best talent in pro wrestling, and just whether it's Beyond or Five Boroughs Wrestling, anywhere he's gone, he has made a statement.
Speaking of people that have made a statement wherever they've gone, Rude Boy Riley is probably the hottest commodity in indie wrestling in this area. You know, very, very long run with the world of a Warriors of Wrestling Championship. He's also the Tier 1 champion. So what does it feel like to have him on the card?
It feels good because Riley is a buddy of mine. And he's just got he's an energy that is hard to it's hard to elaborate because he is basically every pop punk band leader in person.
Yeah.
And he's just so good, and you're going to hear the same platitudes from me because I believe and I love these guys. I love this roster. I love the talent that's being brought to the table. And a guy like Rude Boy Riley, who holds titles here in New York, but also held titles in Paragon and Vegas, mm-hmm. and worked all over the world, was just in England, got an award from Johnny Frickin' Saint. And the fact that he's able to travel the world, internationally in England, Canada. I wouldn't be surprised if other people are looking at him. He's a guy that sooner or later a bigger company is going to grab, and the fact that they haven't done it yet just means that we're getting in on the ground floor of something special with Rude Boy Riley.
Mm-hmm.